Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Fritschner, and this is your Daily Digest College Basketball Show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. The NCAA tournament tips off tonight. We get going in Dayton with the first four, and the first game is Wagner and Howard tipping off at 6:40 on True TV. Get ready to learn True TV, everybody. If you don't, go find that channel. Colorado State and Virginia, they tip off at 9:10, so about a half hour after the Wagner and Howard game. Colorado State and Virginia, part of the last four in. I'll talk more about this game in Paul's Pick of the Day after I talk about the Xavier Musketeers, who play in the NIT tonight. That game tipping off down in Athens, Georgia at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Georgia 90th on KenPom. The Bulldogs started the year strong. They started 13-4. They were 3-1 in the SEC. They were 14-5 at one point, 4-2 in the SEC. And then things really fell off. They lost six games in a row. From when they were 14-5, they ended up finishing the regular season at 16-15. They went 2-11 down the stretch in the regular season. They were 6-12 in the SEC. They beat Missouri in the SEC tournament, which really isn't saying much because Missouri did not win a game after December 30th. They went winless in the SEC this year. And then Georgia bowed out against Florida, a five-point loss to the Gators, 85-80 on Thursday of the SEC tournament. Of course, Xavier, they come in off of that loss to Connecticut last week, 87-60 on Thursday. So both teams have had 4 days in between games to rest and recuperate. And now the Musketeers going down to Georgia to play this game. The winner of Xavier and Georgia will play the winner of Appalachian State and Wake Forest. It's the NIT. We'll see what happens. But again, that's at 7 o'clock. Xavier trying to move their record back to 500 on the season. Xavier needs to win at least two games in the NIT to maintain their streak of consecutive seasons, finishing with at least a 500 record. Only five schools have a longer streak than Xavier of finishing the season at least 500 or better. So that's something to keep an eye on. Also, Quincy Oliveri, one three-pointer away from tying Trayvon Blewett for the all-time record in a Xavier uniform. Two threes. Quincy will break that record. This is also Quincy's first collegiate game back home in the state of Georgia. He's from Atlanta. So good for Quincy to be able to go back home, play this game. Of course, Athens just about an hour and a half outside of Atlanta. So good for Quincy. Play this game in his hometown. Musketeers and the Bulldogs tonight. The NCAA tournament, the two games tonight. The look at the NIT, Cornell and Ohio State play, Butler plays Minnesota, Kansas State plays Iowa. So some college basketball, especially after a day yesterday where there was no college basketball, trying to figure out what to do yesterday without college basketball. Watched a movie. Who does that? Watched a movie. When was the last time I watched a movie? Just a couple of thoughts on the NCAA tournament as I've had some time to think about it. You have seen all the discussion about the teams that missed out. You see St. John's, Seton Hall, Providence. I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast are Big East basketball fans. Well, it's tough to say that all three teams should have been in. I don't think all three of those teams should have been into the NCAA tournament. But I do think that at least one of those teams should have been in over Virginia. I think it was a terrible decision to include this Virginia team, but also when you look at how everything shook out, the fact of the matter is that there were bid stealers this year, and in a normal year, you probably would have had at least four, if not five, Big East teams, but that's just not how it happened this year. Too many teams that weren't going to be in the NCAA tournament ended up winning their conference tournament, and that's just how it went. The biggest gripe that I think a lot of people had outside of that was just the seeding of the tournament. And yes, there were some major seeding issues, FAU being an eight, Boise State playing in the play-in game in Dayton, just a lot of different things that you can look at for seeding that don't make a lot of sense. But that's how it is. And that's what we love to do as sports fans. We debate it. And I'm sure everybody had a pretty lively Monday doing just that. So let's get to Paul's pick of the day. Obviously, there was no pick yesterday. There were no college basketball games yesterday. What am I going to do after I get finished with that rant? I'm going to pick Virginia plus 3 tonight against Colorado State. I think Virginia in this situation, I think Virginia wins this game. They are underdogs at plus 3, so I will take the points. Maybe Colorado squeaks it out. But I just feel like whenever we have these discussions about teams that should or should not have been in, or, oh, this team shouldn't have been in. You remember Syracuse a few years ago? A lot of people said Syracuse shouldn't have been in. And then what did they do? They made a run through the NCAA tournament, got to the Final Four. I'm not saying that this Virginia team by any means is going to the Final Four. They are not a good basketball team, but they're good enough to be in the field. And it just kind of happens like that sometimes, where these teams that maybe shouldn't have been in the field, they go on to make some noise. So we'll see. I think Virginia out of the first four could be that team that squeaks by. I could also, to be honest, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Colorado State wins this game. I hope the Mountain West, which to me got put in some very bad spots with seeding, I hope the Mountain West gets a win here. I hope that Colorado State wins. But hey, maybe Colorado State, maybe you just win by two. How about two? How about the compromise there? Virginia plus 3, that's the pick. All right, that'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Enjoy the start of the NCAA tournament, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.